This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Already, this is the DJV experience. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. Getting the names that you may not be familiar with out there. So here we go with another hour of conversation. I'm going to do one thing that will annoy some people.
Okay.
Get it right out there.
Thanks for the warning.
Yeah, well, this is the politics of the following information. Have sent me into the ozone. I have a tendency to be a conspiratorialist anyway, but when you go back to September 11th and you know in your heart and your soul that George Bush protected in some way, shape, or form, or Cheney did, the Saudis, cleaned out that school that was across the street from the towers and all that other stuff. So in our heart of hearts and in our soul of souls, we know the Saudis were up to their mickey in what happened September 11th. 19 of those people involved in the caper were from Saudi Arabia. And yet we've denied it. Our political leaders keep slapping the back of the Saudis. Oh, they're our great friends and pals. And the whole business about we're going to let people in from these various countries or not, whether there's six countries on you can't come to our country list. So now, on top of that, there's a study that's been done and released this week that is so damning. It so points to the Saudis. The United Kingdom, the government of England, says that Saudi Arabia is the largest foreign promoter of Islamist extremism in their country. There's a foreign affairs think tank called the Henry Jackson Society, a group calling for public inquiry in the UK into the role of the Saudis in terrorism in their country. They claim there is clear and growing information between the various Islamist organizations that get overseas funds and the jihadist groups, the promoters of violence in their country. This is really a very compelling story, and I'm so tired as an individual, as a human being, as an American. We see this extremism coming from Saudi Arabia, and it's like they're untouchable. The old days of the untouchables in terms of not only what went on in Chicago, but there were religious groups that were untouchable. I find this abhorrent and don't know where, other than using my bully pulpit, where to go with this. So I'm open to ideas, ladies, and whoever thinks of this because of the other radio program you do, Jennifer, it's more likely this would come to the surface in your everyday reading and preparation. It's disgusting, and why we put up with it, why it is that we let these people snow us, other than there's so much money connected to various interests, most of them having to do with the petroleum. Maybe the Volvo electric car will put them in their place, Victoria. Something has to be done to put these people in their place.
But that is a good example. I mean, that take away our need for them, and there you go. I mean, that's letting the market
drive. In case you don't know, Volvo says all those cars launched after 2019 will be the electric or hybrid cars. And by the way, Volvo is not owned by the Swedes anymore. It's owned by a Chinese company called Geely. I don't know if you knew that or not. And so that's something that's an up yours to the Saudis. But how is it we just turn our back on this all the time, this information?
Well, I think I mean, this is what people have been talking about. I mean, when it comes to ISIS, there are plenty of places for refugees to be resettled closer to their area of origin rather than being shipped all over Europe or shipped all over the United States. And Saudi Arabia has the capabilities, the resources that are going unused when it comes to those refugees, and they're not taking them in. And so you need someone who's going to be a little more heavy-handed on Saudi Arabia. I mean, I think one of the biggest accomplishments that Trump's done, one of them so far, is that he actually brokered this deal with Saudi Arabia, where the United States is set to, it's an arms deal, but the United States is set to make a lot of money off of them. And I think you have to start getting something back from this country that has really floated for a long time because of its influence and its money.
That's the way to do it, though, with weapons of war.
Well, you know what? You might as well be making the money from this country at some point. They are a strong ally. I mean, who knows when that changes? But
I got no use for them. I'll tell you that if they disappeared from the face of the earth, wouldn't bother me in the least. It's just it's too obvious. It's too much of it. All right. So here's something else. The business about the Pope and what I've said about him. On this air, I believe he's shown himself, proven himself to be the best leader in the world at a time when we need leadership. So I'm wondering whether there's some kind of side. Other people recognize that, including people in his own church. Jennifer, you're Catholic, so I would ask you this as we talk about this drug-fueled gay sex party at the apartment of the Pope's key aide. The Pope is outraged, apparently, and you can understand that given what he has presented himself to be. But this is the second time in as many weeks where there has been an attack on the Pope, or sideways attack. His aide, who was from Australia, and the gay business, the perversion of sex with boys. Now this. So, is there something going on where the Pope is being, the people who are around him don't like the fact that he's getting so much good publicity? Is this stuff that goes on all the time, or is this just, I don't understand, I know that it's going on, and it's troubling to see this if you're a person of the faith, but is there something else going on here that makes for a good movie?
I don't know. I mean, I guess it would make for a good
movie.
Think
about it for a second. First, there's the cardinal from Australia who's up to his ears
right.
in this child endangerment stuff. Mm-hmm. And now there's the report over the weekend that the Pope's chief aide, Cardinal Francisco Coco Palmario, had a big gay sex party
right.
in his apartment.
Well, I mean, don't know if those are the makings of a movie. I mean, I think they're probably pretty serious allegations, but, without the church, Yeah, everybody is a human being. I mean, I think to put them up on a majestic pedestal, it only sets you up for disappointment because these are people, and some of them are going to be good people, and some of them are going to be not so good people, and you know, there's a lot of people who enter the priesthood or who enter a life of spirituality because they might be fighting something in their other lives, and I think that's what you see manifesting itself here.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That makes sense. I'll go for that. Victoria, does that make sense to you?
Totally. Yep.
Yeah. And it's not likely that you're a Quaker is going to happen in your surroundings. Kara, I forget what your church or religious background is.
As of now, it's essentially non-existent.
Well, but did you grow up in some
No, not really.
No.
I went to church occasionally with my grandparents when I went to go spend the night at their place, or maybe if I was there for an Easter service. I've dated a couple guys who were religious, so I would occasionally go to church with them. But
remember
that's
the C&E crowd, in other words.
A what crowd?
The C&E crowd.
Christmas and Easter.
Oh, Christmas and Easter crowd.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, not even really, which is probably why I don't know what that means.
Are more and more people growing up around this? I did not expose my children knew what my, well, because both of us, when I say both of us, my former wife and only wife, mother of my children, was a nun. in the Catholic Church and got out, and the first person she met was me, and we got married. And so she had hardened experiences in the Catholic Church that weren't for a while. She had so much guilt, she went to Mass every day on her way to school. She taught school, as did I at that point. And she went. She was so riddled with her experiences that she had as a nun, as she tried to use her faith to get rid of them, and found that they got worse as she spent more time in church. So she just, by the time the children came along, disavowed her connection to the church and pretty much to all religion because of the hypocrisy she felt. I didn't feel there's hypocrisy. I just didn't feel there's any message. When I got out of school, I was very much involved in church and church affairs through my younger years, through high school, through college, and then I just dropped out. And so my children had no exposure to real religion in the sense, the organized commercial industrial religion of any
sort. Yeah, I think some people have a very dramatic relationship with it, especially if you grow up. You know, some people grow up in a very strict religious household and then they continue on with that in their life.
Yeah.
And other people grow up with that and then rebel against it and don't want anything to do with it later and don't want to raise their children in that household. But I'm not Catholic, and I've always, or at least for multiple years, considered myself agnostic. So more that I don't specifically believe, or maybe I just don't have enough knowledge to know what's out there. And so I'm open to other people believing in whatever they want to believe and being religious, but I don't think that I have enough knowledge to say that for sure that there is a God or that there isn't a God. And
yeah.
So church has just never really been the place for me.
So there's the difference between agnosticism and atheism. 19 past the hour on DJV.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that does nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now.
Call 888-997-WAVE. That's 888-997-9283. Or go to dryair123.com for the WAVE Indoor Air Quality Package.
Staples knows that when the leave behinds for your sales call get left behind at your office, it's time. When you need to print 30 pages and you're 300 miles from the office, it's time. And when the intern packed the Harrington file, not the Farrington file.
Ugh, my bad.
It's definitely time. And it's times like these when you can count on Staples. Access your files from email, the cloud, or USB, and then print, copy, fax, or scan them, and get back to business fast. Visit your nearby Staples. It's pro time.
In automotive news, they struggled when they only sold sedans, but all that has changed for Jaguar when they introduced their F-Pace SUV. Then Jaguar announced the I-Pace Electric, a 400-horsepower SUV that will do 0 to 60 in under 4 seconds. Now Jaguar have announced the new E-Pace, a smaller SUV that is expected to expand the lineup and the customer base even more. It will go on sale beginning early 2018 and is expected to be priced from $38,600. For OurAutoExpert.com, I'm Nick Miles.
The new Lucky Charm Shake at Burger King is a mix of hand-spun soft serve, Lucky Charm cereal pieces, and memories of watching cartoons in your PJs. Relive your childhood in a cup. The new Lucky Charm Shake, now only at Burger King restaurants. Also try the Fruit Loop Shake. Shakes available for a limited time. Participation varies.
Get away the Italian way in the new Fiat 124 Spyder. With up to 164 horsepower and 184 pound-feet of torque, the Spyder is the perfect performance vehicle to rev up for a top-down kind of summer. Visit your local Fiat dealer today.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Tree.
Tree here. Just calling to say thanks for letting me crash at your place the other night. Well, on your place. It was a rough night. I had a bit too much wind, and I think I might have broke your chimney, actually. So, yeah. Any chance you'd want to drop off my tire swing? Yeah. I mean, if not, that's cool. Okay, later.
Trees won't pay for tree damage. Luckily, one call to the Geico Insurance Agency makes it easy to switch and save on homeowners insurance.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Into this and look at the title. Wouldn't it be better if Disney entitled those Despicable movies Delirious instead of Despicable? Delirious me instead of Despicable.
None of them are delirious, I don't think, in the movie, so.
Yeah, you're right. Anything's better than Despicable, it would seem. I didn't get off onto that tangent.
Okay.
The fellow who used to be Prince's drummer has died at the age of 43. Guess this is the dead zone in music, ladies and gentlemen. John Blackwell Jr., who performed in Prince's band, New Power Generation, for over 10 years, passed away. His wife posted the news on Instagram, writing, quote, "My husband, incredible drummer John Blackwell, passed away peacefully in my company today. Thanks be to God for his life, and thanks to everyone for their support." He had two brain tumors diagnosed last year. There was a GoFundMe page established to help cover his medical costs. Got up to $78,000 as of a couple of days ago. He went to Berklee College of Music. He got his breakthrough gig playing with Patti LaBelle and appearing on her Grammy-winning album, Live One Night Only. In 2000, Prince recruited him for his New Power Generation band. He played on multiple Prince LPs. Apparently quite... I guess I don't know enough about drumming to know how well anybody does it. I mean, I'm guessing that Ringo's a good drummer because of where he got. I was watching John Stamos the other night, and I wondered whether he was a good drummer or not. He played the guitar also when he was on stage with the Beach Boys. Is he? Who are the great drummers? Buddy Rich. Anybody here know the name Buddy Rich?
He was my grandfather's favorite. My grandfather loved Buddy Rich. Oh, I didn't mean that in like a...
Yeah.
Anyway, it was a true story. He loved Buddy Rich.
Isn't that Jennifer and her?
That's funny.
Doug's like, I loved him as a kid.
Well, he and Johnny Carson had a great relationship. He really hit his stride when Johnny Carson loved the guy. And he was all the time. He's a very quirky, really quirky guy. But man, can he move a little guy? He can move those drumsticks around. So there's a kind of sad note. Here's something that's good. Britney Spears in the music news. We do the music news every hour at this time in the hour. She responding to accusations that she's a lip syncer. I wonder what sort of irony would it be if she was on that show with LL Cool J?
Oh, lip sync battle. She'd probably rock it because she's had a lot of practice.
Yeah, she was performing in Singapore and surprised the crowd.
Singapore. Right.
A round of happy birthday. She said, quote, I have a really special friend and he's been with me for 5 years. He's one of my favorite people. His name is Jacob. Everybody, let's sing happy birthday to Jacob, who is apparently Jennifer Spears, Britney Spears' bodyguard. So
this is her audio singing. We should listen to this.
So she got something going with this guy?
No, it's her bodyguard.
Oh, hello. Whitney Houston, Kevin Costner.
She has a boyfriend, I think. She's got a different boyfriend.
Okay.
By the way, you buried the lead. The story is that she actually can sing.
I know, but I just got sidetracked.
Not about the bodyguard. Yeah. No, I thought that was that little sound clip went viral because people were really impressed that she sounded that good.
Yeah, right. But I didn't bury the lead. Thank you. A lot of people don't think that she is able to sing while she's dancing because she dances so much. And she says she has a bit of playback, but there's a mixture of her voice and the playback. Playback is a track. It would play, you know, if there's music and you can't see a violinist, for example, that's on a track. But she proved she could sing, and that's all I really ever wanted to know about her. Right? Yeah. 28 past the hour.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Tree.
Tree here, just calling to say thanks for letting me crash at your place the other night. Well, on your place. It was a rough night. I had a bit too much wind, and I think I might have broke your chimney, actually. So, yeah. Any chance you'd want to drop off my tire swing? Yeah. I mean, if not, that's cool. Okay, later.
Trees won't pay for tree damage. Luckily, one call to the Geico Insurance Agency makes it easy to switch and save on homeowners insurance.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
As a small business owner, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? Go to Vistaprint.com today, and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. And at Vistaprint, your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. So it's never been easier to turn 500 strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint.com and use promo code 1313 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 1313.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm
tell everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Ralph, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to Superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
After the hour, I'm Judge Stephan with Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn, Tara Schilling. Jennifer has the update on the Brock Turner case, or at least the judge involved in that. What a creep Brock Turner is. And a lot of people who were concerned about this judge, he ought to be recalled. Most all of us had the same indignation. If you don't remember the story, this was a Stanford University swimmer who was involved in a rape allegation, and the judge became a focal point of this. So, Jennifer, what's the update?
All right, so this judge is facing a recall effort over the sexual assault sentence that he gave Brock Turner, a former Stanford University swimmer, and he's defending himself publicly for the very first time, saying it's his job to consider lighter sentences for first-time offenders and that he can't allow public opinion to factor into his decisions. He said California law requires every judge to consider rehabilitation and probation for first-time offenders. And that's not just him saying that. That's right. That's Superior Court Judge Aaron Persky, who wrote in a statement filed with the Santa Clara County Registrar of Voters. The statement makes no direct reference to Brock Turner, but the six-month sentence that he gave Turner last year spurred outrage and brought on this recall effort to get him off the bench. He said, as a judge, my role is to consider both sides. It's not always popular, but it's the law, and I took an oath to follow it without regard to public opinion or my opinions as a former prosecutor. He added that he has fought vigorously for victims when he was a prosecutor. Now, if approved by the county, his statement will appear on the petitions for his recall, along with the statement filed by his opponents, the people trying to get him out. Those opponents, a group led by Stanford University law professor Michelle Dauber, filed paperwork on Monday with the registrar in their first formal step to trying to get him off the bench. The group will have 160 days to gather 59,000 signatures of registered voters needed to qualify for the measure to get it on the ballot.
Is that appropriate? And
I don't know. I mean, I understand that you have to look at the age and the conditions of the person that you're sentencing. But when you have the rumor mill spinning around this judge that said that he was kind of on the take or that he had possibly showed sympathy to other college athletes in the past, I mean, it's a lot to consider. I mean, clearly it's not easy, and there's a lot of gray area, and there are a lot of lives affected irreversibly in all of this. But
And this Brock Turner was, he could have gotten 14 years behind bars. He got 6 months, and then the judge said, well, you've already been in jail, so 3 months. He cut it in half again, so he only had 3 months that he actually served. I don't know of another judge who would have made that same call. I don't know.
Is this something that men and women have different opinions on?
I think to some extent, I think you'd probably get more sympathy from men than you would from women, for sure.
From men
definitely.
As a judge? No, I'm talking about opinion-wise. Do men see this?
I see what Jim says. Okay, I see what you mean, yeah.
I'm not typical when it comes to men and my feelings about things like this. I know a lot of guys
who are outraged by this.
Right. As well, everybody shouldn't make a difference whether you're a man or a woman.
Mm-hmm.
This kind of thing. There's way too much of this kind of thing.
Yep.
Turner became a lightning rod for it, but there's plenty of other examples of this kind of stuff going on college campuses all around the country where athletes are given passes for stuff like this, and it's just damnable. It happens way too often.
Yeah. Look, we talk about, like, you know, what, I forget which team it was. Was it Michigan? The coach has to step down now because of all the hookers that they were hiring for recruits and for the team members and the basketball team.
I mean, that Kentucky or was it?
Kentucky, you're right. We keep hearing the same stories. It's a rape culture.
And obviously around the same time as Brock Turner, there was Baylor who had
Baylor.
Same thing, only worse than Kentucky. So it's not that I think an example should have been made of Brock Turner, because I'm not a fan of that, but it's just, I think it's frustrating. Yes, like, if someone has never done anything before, then maybe they shouldn't go to jail for 20 years, but how insulting is that to the person that it happened to?
What happens if you only murdered once?
Yeah, exactly.
Do you get a softer sentence too?
It should be just as bad as if, you know, every life is
just as
important.
Well, I never killed anybody before. Give me a little extra.
But that's what this judge is saying. That's the argument he's making, and that's ludicrous.
For some, if you believe what happens under the circumstances, it almost is as bad as being killed. It ruins the lifeline for some. Jen, you started to say something.
Yeah, I mean, okay. I hate to say that this was a life sentence, because I want to be sympathetic to this person.
Which person?
This girl. The victim, of course. Because her life will be changed. That being said, I think we've all done, and I'm not trying to make excuses for him. I just would say I would probably have a hard time if he had just thrown the book at him as a first-time offender and sent him away for 14 years, because we've all done a lot of really dumb things. This is obviously one of the worst. But, Victoria, I mean, really, 14 years for a college student, I
14
I don't
years
know.
For raping a woman?
I don't know.
Here's where I come in with a totally different approach to it. I don't believe once a rapist, a drug dealer, a murderer, all of them go to jail and never get out. They don't deserve a second chance. You can say all you want about rehab and all this other stuff. But people, this is a societal thing that added to that is a psychological thing to it. These people are dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
And they have no regard for anybody but themselves. And there has to be a tune-up to that. Now, you can say maybe younger people like this will learn.
I believe that about sexual predators. I don't know that they can be rehabilitated. I think a lot of people can be rehabilitated. I don't know if sexual predators are. I guess
what
I would
just... he is.
Well, and that's the thing. I would have to weigh in. Is this like some drunken idiot, or is this someone who was looking for an easy mark?
And I think about it and laughed about it.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. And so maybe throw the book at him.
Yeah, and dragged her to a dumpster. I mean, I don't know. I just don't think there's any redeeming quality about this.
But I guess what I'm saying is I can understand where the judge is saying we need to, because I think the law does allow for this, by the way. We need to understand the circumstances. Now, in this case, it may be that this guy's a total waste of time and there's nothing to even consider. But you know, I understand what his statement would mean.
I mean, going back to what you were saying, yes, we've all done dumb things. I don't consider raping someone a dumb thing.
That's... But what I'm saying is this fraternity culture, which is something that we should talk about because I think it's really important. Because, look, I don't think no matter what amount of alcohol is in my system, I don't ever think I would be capable of harming someone in that way.
Behind a dumpster.
Exactly. Right. And so obviously there's something going on there, but there's this fraternity. I mean, look at the kid who died because of the fraternity games where they're shoving alcohol down his throat and he couldn't even, what is going on college campuses, I think is part of how to prevent this in the future. I mean, this group mentality thing is really frightening and that's somehow what these people fall into.
And that's what I think this whole situation with the judge has also brought to light, is that so many times, for some reason, things that happen on college campuses are not treated as if they're not treated like they would be in the real world. Like, a lot of crimes...
Because of the age.
Yeah, so a lot of crimes happen on college campuses, whether it's sexual assault or something like this, where the kid actually died in a fraternity, but for some reason, they're just, you know, handled by the university and not by actual cops.
Law enforcement.
And I think that's kind of an issue, is that people get a smack on the wrist by the university, but it doesn't have any real life effects on their life. And I guess what the judge is saying, that, you know, they're young and so they should have a chance to, you know, move on from this and go further in life. But I don't...
What about her chance? What about her chance?
I don't know that it teaches them anything if nothing happens to them. I think that something in the real world has to happen to them so that they don't do it again in the future.
And, you know, it's time for a real serious conversation with girls as well, who do not want to be stuck in victims in a situation where they can become a victim. I mean, talk about traveling in packs, and it's a sad statement that you can't just go and have a great time and let all caution fly to the wind, but I really think that you do. I think parents do a really great disservice by saying that everybody is kind of out to be your friend. I mean, you need to really look at people as who's going to victimize you, and you got to be careful about putting yourself in those situations.
I think prevention
now
is important, but I really, really want to have the discussion about the other culture first, because I want to try as hard as I can to stop this. I'm so tired.
My sister is 3 years younger than I am. 3 years ago, she told me she was molested by the guy who lived across the street, who was a babysitter. Never knew from that life, and there are other things that have gone on in her life that were challenging as a teenager. But it started apparently with this guy, and I never knew it. So, you know, it's going to affect everybody, and the more you let people get away with it, the more it's going to affect us.
Right.
And that's why I feel the way that I do. All right, good conversation, ladies. Thank you. 45 past the hour. Check sports in just a matter of moments.
Lots of things take 15 minutes, like sitting through a halftime show or running a very slow mile. Well, Buffalo Wild Wings wants to add one more to the list. The B-Dubs Fast Break Lunch. Order from this menu and you'll get your lunch in 15 minutes or it's free. So put in your order, count all the tiles on our ceiling, and voila, 15 minutes and your food has arrived. Or it's on us. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Valid for tables of 6 or last Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at participating locations for dine-in only. Other restrictions apply. See participating location for details.
The Ford Summer Sales Event is in full swing. Get 0% financing for 72 months plus an additional $1,000 on top of your trade-in. It's summer's hottest deal on vehicles like Ford Fusion, Escape, Mustang, and Explorer. Offer ends July 31st. Take on summer right with Ford, America's best-selling brand, and save big across a full lineup of Ford vehicles. Get 0% financing for 72 months plus $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Hurry into the summer sales event going on now only at your Ford dealer. Best-selling based on 2016 sales. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $1,389 per month for $1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Trade assist cash requires trade-in of $95 or newer vehicle or lease terminated 30 days prior to or 90 days after delivery. Not available on Mustang Shelby GT350, GT350R. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details. Take new retail delivery from dealer stock by July 31st, 2017.
Hey, it's Steve. I can't come to the phone right now because I'm protesting the high price of my mobile plan. Metro PCS must think I'm an ATM, but I'm not. Do I look like an ATM? More like Steve TM.
Switch to Boost and get two lines with 3 gigs of 4G LTE data per line for only $50. With Metro PCS, you only get 2 gigs per line for that same price. Plus, get up to 2 free LG X-Power phones, all powered by the fast and reliable Sprint Nationwide network. Boost is the best value in wireless among national prepaid carriers. Visit a Boost mobile store today. Boost makes it easy to switch. Switching makes it easy to save.
Offer ends 7/10/17. Primary line is $50 with second line $0 per month. Requires one line to port in. Lines include unlimited talk, text, and data. One high-speed data allotment reached. Speeds reduced to 2G speeds until next plan cycle. Comparison based on Metro PCS's 2GB promo plan as of 6/12/17. Free phone requires port in and activation on $50 plan. Select models only while supplies last. Coverage and offers not available everywhere. Restrictions apply. See participating dealer for details.
Before you hear this, or this, or even this, before you turn a key, step on the gas, and let it rip, before you get up and out and on the road, you have to be fueled by something. Make sure that something is Valero. Valero top-tier certified quality fuel keeps your engine running cleaner, better, and longer. Find a station near you at ValeroCleanGas.com.
If you are behind on your bills, then this message is for you. How would you like to have a large portion of your credit card debt or medical bills forgiven? National Credit Card Relief would like to give you free information on a proven debt forgiveness program. It's not bankruptcy. It's not consolidation. This special program actually wipes clean the portion of your debt that is forgiven. Call for your free forgiveness information now. 800-291-6670. That's 800-291-6670. Don't wait. Call 800-291-6670. Not available in North Dakota.
Let's check the sports info. Here's Victoria with the story of this 80-year-old basketball player, a woman.
It's a whole team.
We were talking about somebody who was in this league last week. I was in awe. So what's the story with the team?
Well, the San Diego Splash is the name of the team. They're a senior women's basketball team. They play 3-on-3 in 30-minute half-court games, and they're apparently extremely successful. They are the oldest team under the San Diego Senior Women's Basketball Association. Players have to be 80 or above, which is incredible. But this team, the San Diego Splash, have won 2 titles at the National Senior Games, and they have 9 women on the roster, including Meg Skinner and Grace Larson, both of whom are 91. Playing basketball competitively. They were both born in the 20s and 30s, and they were interviewed by ESPNW, and Grace Larson said, well, I was 78 when I got my first basketball shoes, so that was a thrill. Growing up, we didn't have sports like the girls do today. We didn't have the opportunity to play, and so now they all say that they have outlived all of their friends and family, and they attribute it to not only just the exercise, but the social connectedness, which has medically been proven to help seniors live longer.
It's psychological, it's physical,
yeah,
all of those things. So maybe there ought to be a guys' basketball league that plays.
I'm sure there is.
Girls.
Yeah.
All right, 50 minutes after the hour.
Yeah, Doug.
Yeah.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust. the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-686-1063. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests, wherever you are, I will find you. Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-686-1063. 1-800-686-1063.
30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
The hour tech talk time here with the DJ Veers, a Facebook plan that will help you a lot, I think. Victoria's going to go through that, plus something that is horrifying to me about cars. just horrifying for those of us who love to drive. Technology in the focus right after these words.
We're here early before they wake up. We stay late. We stay informed. We invest in the latest technology.
We take the time to train the next generation of doctors and nurses. We work together to make sure we heal their bodies and their minds.
We do this not because it's our job, but because this is about our veterans' lives. This is our mission. More than 300,000 of us working as one, together with families and loved ones. No matter where they live in this country, we'll be there.
We all come together and stand together to serve our veterans. We stand strong, united. Stand with us in caring for our veterans.
Staples knows that when the leave-behinds for your sales call get left behind at your office, it's time.
When you need to print 30 pages and you're 300 miles from the office, it's time. And when the intern packed the Harrington file, not the Farrington file.
Oh, my bad.
It's definitely time. And it's times like these when you can count on Staples. Access your files from email, the cloud, or USB, and then print, copy, fax, or scan them, and get back to business fast. Visit your nearby Staples. It's pro time.
All right, let's get to the Facebook news. There's a plan to cut down on spam if you're a Facebooker like all of us are. Facebook does seem to be coming. It's interesting, Victoria, that for a few years, Facebook appeared to be on the wane.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to hand it to Zuckerberg. He's created with his team a lot of ways to identify other things to do with Facebook. And now they are staying in the forefront when it comes to the fake news department.
Right. Well, of course, Facebook, you're right, there was a waning there, but Facebook Live has really brought them back to the forefront. But what they're trying to do, I mean, fake news with Facebook has been an issue since the election, and so they've adjusted their algorithm several times. Now they announced yesterday they actually have a new adjustment to it, which they really feel very positive about. They found that people who post a lot, now this means 50-plus times per day, they found that those people, and these are individuals, are the ones who are actually behind the spam and fake news. So they didn't even have to read these posts individually. They ran their algorithm through, and it turned out that all of the pings that they got for fake news were from these specific users who were posting 50 or more times a day. Now, this doesn't apply to pages like our DJV show page. We can post 50 or more times a day. We're not the problem, and people who run their pages are not the problem. These are individuals who are probably getting paid some sort of a back-end deal to promote this type of spam and fake news. And so now Facebook feels that they've very securely identified these links, and you won't be seeing them in your newsfeed anymore. And it'll be interesting to see. I'm sure, you know, the fake news people who are spreading this stuff, they're going to adjust their approach, I'm sure. But Facebook seems to be really on top of this, which is great for everyone who wants to get their trending news from Facebook.
Yep. All right, the folks at Volvo, the Swedish car maker, are putting the electric car engine ahead of the internal combustion engine, which is problematic for me because I like to hear the little birdie
the
go
roar
tweet,
of
tweet.
Yeah, you like to hear the roar of the gas guzzling. Well, it doesn't mean you can't go fast. I'm sure electric cars, I mean, Teslas are pretty fast, right?
Yep, they are. Yeah, very fast.
Well,
yeah.
Volvo said they'll be the first major automaker to abandon the conventional car engine, and they are going to do this by 2019. They say they will launch 5 new fully electric cars between 2019 and 2021. So no more gasoline and no more diesel.
Boy, mobile's not going to like them very much.
No.
That's, well, and for a long time, it was thought that the big car makers were in cahoots with the gas companies, certainly
right.
In the 50s and 60s, and you could point to the 70s even, where the gas, you know, there was a great relationship between, a cozy relationship, probably better, between
cozy.
Exxon and Mobil. There were two separate companies at the time, but all the other big oil companies, in terms of how engines were made and what they used for fuel and oil and all that stuff. So this is a very interesting trend, no question about it. Electric cars in the focus, 59 after on DJV.
Stop. Put that mobile phone down because it may have been compromised. Are you aware that many identity theft issues start right on your mobile device? My friends at LibertyID.com have helped over 60,000 individuals without failure get their identities back because of them being compromised. Don't be next. Call 844-44-LIBERTY. That's 844-44-LIBERTY or visit LibertyID.com to find out if, in fact, you've been compromised and use discount code GCN.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.